880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome back to Freed on Business. We've got an absolutely excellent show for you today. We're going to talk real estate capital markets with Kevin Miller from the Aztec Group. We're going to talk hospitality with hospitality entrepreneur Robert Diener, chairman, founder of GetARoom.com. I just love that name, Robert. Well done, Bob. We're going to talk computer technology with Peter Cassis. We're going to talk executive health and wellness. We'll have Lolly Green, MSW, on with her positive energy moment. We'll have Dr. Victor Franks, who will come down from the mountaintops in the Grand Tetons. And we'll have, of course, Matt Gold. And Matt's going to be cooking
fish tacos.
Thank you, Matt. You're going to be bringing a little Hawaii and South Florida here to South Beach, huh?
You got it, baby.
All right. Matt is all fired up in his minimalist way. So without any further ado, let's start with some listener emails. Matt, let's rock and roll.
All right, here we go. Peter from Boca.
Try it again.
Is that better?
That's much better. You surprised Mike. We got Mike. Mike T is back rocketing the show, too. Mike, fist bump.
Now, where you been, baby?
What about Marvin? Any Marvin today?
You just ran it.
And I just ran? Oh.
You just did your usual. You talked right over him. All right, let's rock and roll, Matt. What do you got
Why
on there for
this
me?
This day be different than any other.
Yeah, Manish Tana.
But Peter from Boca, with interest rates so low, how can I get yield?
Well, what you got to do is you got to do what the pension funds are starting to do. You got to go farther out on the risk curve. You got to take more risk. If you're going to take more risk, I would suggest that you balance that with a little less risk as well. A lot of the pension funds are looking to goose their returns because they haven't been able to do real well in the market. Be careful. Don't make the mistake that some of them will make. Do not go too far out on the risk curve unless you're ready to lose some money. Matt, hit me again, bud.
Jerry in Weston. He says he's part of the 1% and it's not so great. I go 1 year making a ton of dough, the next year nothing. I'm an entrepreneur and that's the way it goes sometimes. I take risks and generate jobs.
He doesn't know how to write in good English if he takes... Well, I guess...
No, I'm just reading his notes. So
all right, all right.
It is.
All right, well, you know, the bottom line is that you've got to just take your risks, and that's right. You've got to go out there, but that's correct. A lot of the people that are the 1%, they're getting these bad raps that they're the problem. A lot of the people that are in the 1% rely a lot on stock dividends and other entrepreneurial pursuits, so a lot of them have big variability in their incomes and may make a lot 1 year and a lot less the next year. So it ain't all roses for the 1%, as Jerry and Weston let us know. Now, Matt, what else you got for me?
Mario from Tampa.
Hey, thanks for listening up in Tampa, Mario.
He wants to know how the social networking is going.
Actually, it's going great. We have a new contest. I'd like to thank the people at the Naples Hotel and Club, Beach Club over in Naples. I'll get it right eventually, certainly when I give them their ad later on in the show. I also want to thank my man, Matt Gold, for being a sponsor
here,
on
baby.
That. So tell your friends, if you want to win a free night at the Naples Beach Hotel and Club over in Naples, then go to Freed on Business, friend the Facebook page, and you will become one of the thousands of people that follow the show. And you can also see us on, we can link with me on LinkedIn. That's going great. We're over 1,100 people on LinkedIn. And we're going to start loading up videos onto the Facebook page soon. Matt, so I think that the social networking is going well. Social media is going well. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, but that's for Mario to now know. So,
well, Mario, now you know too. What do you got next, Matt?
Lucy.
Yeah. Hey, Lucy.
In Hialeah.
Hey, all right.
Way to go on the public education. It's crazy. You know, the new Florida prepaid talks about affordability. I think they're nuts.
Yeah, the program's totally not affordable. I saw an ad for this yesterday night on TV. I think that I think it used to be like $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 that you could downstroke and get your kid into college. Now that was affordable, paid out over 10 or 15 years. Now it's $50,000. That's a lot of money. That's more than $500 or $600 a week, isn't it?
I don't know how to do the math, but I would say yes to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I think I'm close on the math. I run out of fingers at 10. So
we have an accountant in here. Maybe you can ask.
Well, he's figuring it out on his abacus right now. So, you know, yes, thank you for agreeing with us. Public education is very important to the recovery. It's the most important component because we're all about careers, not jobs on this show. If you've got a career or you're an entrepreneur, then you'll create jobs. So you need a good, solid education. You need access to that public education. And when you get out, you don't need to be burdened with an enormous amount of crushing debt that you'll simply default on and make me, the taxpayer, pay for you. What do you got next, Matt?
Erica in Jupiter.
Hey, what's happening in Jupiter? I guess that's the city, not the planet, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you never know where
they're beaming
this stuff.
I'm fighting foreclosure, she says. What should I do?
You should talk to an attorney immediately. You know, the bank has an attorney, and you need one, too. So if you're getting a knock on your door, you're getting served, you're getting noticed, you know it's coming, talk to a good, solid attorney. Don't go for any of these people that are out there with the fast ideas there. Make sure you talk to an attorney and get it done right. Again.
Curtis in Atlanta.
Hey,
Atlanta.
You got it right.
I'm looking to build a new apartment project. Can you help me with debt? Maybe even equity?
Yeah, the answer is yes. We can provide you with debt or equity. Make sure you give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. And listen, later in the show, we're going to have Kevin Milifon. Kevin works with me. We're going to be talking multifamily debt and equity. So stay tuned for that. Matt, what do you got next for me, dude?
Jerry, Jacksonville.
All right,
two
all
Jerry's
around the
today.
State. Yeah, we got a couple of them. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm non-discriminatory.
What is the easiest product to finance in today's market?
Well, good thing you asked. Probably is cash flowing apartments. Again, stick around. We're going to have Kevin Milif. Kevin works with me at the Aztec Group. He heads up a lot of our debt placement, works with me very closely. We're going to be talking about the capitalization of multifamily later on in the show. Make sure you stick around. Matt!
Marco, Miami Beach.
Hey.
I'm an international investor, and I'm seeking to get into the real estate investment business. Can you help me find deals, maybe even some capital?
The answer to both is yes. I'm not going to be redundant and say listen to Kevin later on in the show because we're going to talk about debt placement and equity placement. But I will tell you this, is that many of the projects that we're working on right now, the hole in the donut on them is equity. So if you're an international investor and you have equity that you want to place in the United States, give us a call, 305-854-5000, extension 222, or dose, and we will pick up the phone and we will talk to you about how we can help you invest in real estate. Again, Matt.
Uh-oh, looks like Penny's at it again.
Oh,
stroking
no.
Her pen out, or the typewriter at this, or
well, whatever she's
computer.
Doing, whatever she's doing, she's making you flim-flam the words. So
I
what's
can't
this?
Even speak straight
All
anymore.
All right, I'm going to say it. Hi, this is Penny from Boca. Penny from Boca writes, I love the chicken paprikash. I can't wait for the fish tacos. It's apparently her personal specialty. Matt can come over and have some of her tacos anytime.
Well, lucky me.
You are lucky. Good thing these don't come with addresses, Matt. That's all I can tell you.
Lucky
me. What do we got next, dude?
Steve in Orlando. Did you go to the Gator game? How about that Tebow game? Oh, I'm sorry, Dolphin game.
Yes, I went. It was actually one of the weirdest sporting experiences of my life. I must admit that I am a Florida fan, that I am a Tebow fan, and that was still one of the strangest things of my life. I spent the entire game feeling like I was a Jets fan. We have to speak slowly in case
for
any
them,
Jets
yeah.
fans are listening. And we'll be right back after this short message with our next guest. It's going to be Bob Diener, co-founder and president of GetARoom.com. Back after this.
I got a song I wrote called Feeling All Right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're on with one of the better guests that we've had since Matt Gold was on just a minute ago. We're on with Bob Diener. Bob is the co-founder and president of GetARoom.com, which was recently awarded the best hotel booking site by Frommers. In 1991, Bob co-founded, together with his Cornell Law School colleague Dave Lippman, Hotel Reservations Network, which became Hotels.com. It generated my favorite TV ad of all time.
All right.
That was great, Bob. Today, Bob has GetARoom.com. We're going to go through all that. He's been guest on many, many shows, but I don't want to talk about Bob. I want to talk about GetARoom. Hey, Bob, how's GetARoom.com different than the competition?
All right. Well, you know, I sold Hotels.com about 7 years ago.
Oh.
And as I was sitting on the beach, people come up to me all the time and say, hey, Bob, everywhere I go, it's the same rate. I go to 5-6 sites. It's the same rate everywhere. It's a, how do I get a better deal? So I created GetARoom.com about a year and a half ago as a way to find consumers better deals on hotels. So we created some new methods so people can really get a deal. And that's what GetARoom.com is all about, finding better deals at key destinations, big cities, cities like New York, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, even here in South Beach, where hotels are fairly expensive. We figured out some ways to get you a much better rate.
Oh, well, it's all about rate for me. I know that my wife usually does it at the checkout point, but I'd like to have a good rate when I check in, too. Now, what are some of the best bargain destinations available in today's market?
Well, Las Vegas is number one. I mean, Las Vegas is just an amazing market. It's so overbuilt. But, I mean, great new hotels. There's so many, you know, incredible, especially in the 4- and 5-star category. Now, most people think if you're going to go and you want a big suite in Vegas, it's going to cost you $500 or $600 a night.
And you're going to got to be a high roller.
Right, exactly. So we figured out a way to get you a 4.5- to 5-star suite right on the Strip in Vegas for under $100 a night. Now, here's what we do. Okay, we have hotels within hotels. So we have a hotel. It's called the Signature Luxury Suites. It's actually part of MGM property, okay, but we renamed it something else. We have a block of rooms there. Now, you go to MGM, this will cost you about $500 or $600 a night. We have it on our site for as low as $75 a night midweek. It's a little more on the weekends.
Sure.
And you can get a big 600-square-foot suite at this. It's called the Signature Luxury Suites. It's on MGM property, right on the Strip in Vegas, for as low as $75 a night. I mean, it's just a blockbuster.
That's terrific. Now, you get deals like that in other cities. And the thing that I've always had with the hotel discounter site is that a lot of them, you're blind. You don't know what you're buying. You think it's a 4- or 5-star hotel. It ends up like a 2.5 or a 3. Are people able to see which hotels they're buying when they're working on your site?
All right. Here's how our system works. Okay. We get great deals on the site on GetARoom.com, but we can get even better deals by phone. It's something called the unpublished rate. Now, this sounds counterintuitive because people always think, I'm going to get the best deal online. That used to be the case. But now, almost everybody's online. 70 to 80% of travelers initiate their search for travel on the Internet. So hotels, airlines, car rental companies, they're afraid to actually put the lowest rate on the Internet. So we made this deal with several thousand hotels. They give us a rate that's lower. It's typically 10 to 20% less, but can be as much as 50% less if we hide the rate in the call center. It's called unpublished because we can't publish it on the site. So the way it works is you go to GetARoom.com, pick your city. Let's just say you want to go to New York. You want to be in Times Square area. You want a great 4-star hotel. The lowest rate on the Internet anywhere at the hotel or any site is $200 a night. It says on the site, it's going to say call for lower rate. You call. You say, hey, do you have an unpublished rate at this hotel? They'll say, yes, we have an unpublished rate. It's typically about 20% less. And you can get that same hotel for less. Now, the trick is we don't actually tell you the rate. We tell you the approximate savings because the way we get the deal is that we hide the rate.
Sure.
So, you know, there's other companies, we have some competition that actually hides the hotel.
Yes.
You can kind of bid on a price.
Yeah, I don't like it when they hide the hotel.
But the problem is you don't know what you're getting.
Yes.
So with our system, you know the hotel.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Okay, you know, you see everything about it online. There's nothing hidden. But what you don't know is you don't know how much lower it's going to be. But we tell you about how much lower it's going to be. So that $400 a night hotel can easily be $250, $300 a night. If you want to cancel it, you can cancel it.
Oh,
these other
great
systems you can't cancel.
Yeah.
So this unpublished rate system is really taken off by storm. We have a few thousand hotels participating. And these are key hotels, typically 3-4-star range, but it's the whole range. and in big cities across the country, even places like Los Angeles, San Diego, New Orleans, and all over Europe as well. Now London, Paris, Rome.
Now, you selected these hotels. Who selected the hotels? How does a hotel get into your system?
Right. Well, I'm one of the guys that has the terrible job of traveling around the country.
Yeah, that stinks,
right? And scouting out these deals. My wife, you know, drives her crazy because sometimes I check into two or three hotels the same night because I want to check them. I only sleep at one, but I'll go back and forth and, you know, order some room service to tell them I need a comb. I need some more chocolates on the pillow,
sure,
et cetera, just to see how the hotels are. But we have a whole team. We have a whole team in the U.S. We have a whole team in Europe that does nothing but go around the country, negotiate deals, scout the hotel deals, and inspect the hotels. And then we put a description on the website. And we give you two ratings. One is a star rating, which we consult AAA and mobile, but we give an independent rating based on our inspection of the hotel. And then we have a customer satisfaction rating. And we average hundreds of customers that have stayed at the hotel over the last several months, and what they've said about the hotel. And we give you an average customer satisfaction rating from 1 to 5. So a hotel has a 5 rating. That means, wow, everybody's just loved the hotel.
Yeah.
Typically, you won't get a 5. But if you've got a 4 above, that's a really good sign. And then you can click and you can read what other people say about that hotel.
And these are real people. These are real people, not just sandbag comments, right?
Right. Well, these are real people that have just booked the hotel. So it's a great way to find out what the hotel's like. You've got our independent judgment of the hotel. We go out and inspect it. And then you have what other people say about the hotel. But best of all, we get you a better deal. Everybody wants a deal, right?
Oh, such a deal. I got to get a room and I got to get a deal. And Matt wants to get the job there. You know, Matt wants the job of going and sleeping on the different hotels there and stuff.
And you get the chocolate on the pillow.
You want the chocolate, the pillow, but you don't want to pay the price for the chocolate.
No.
So we have something else now that we just started this a couple weeks ago. It's called a flash sale system. And flash sales is just a way that you can get deals in hotels. It's a snooze-you-lose type of system.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, right now on the site, there's a deal at the Capitol Skyline in Washington, D.C. It expires at midnight.
Right.
It's 30% off, whatever the lowest rate is, anywhere on the internet, on the hotel site, other sites. The trick is you can stay whenever you want. Okay, but you have to book it by midnight tonight.
Now do you push this to people that are registered with you?
Right. Here's how it works. You can go on the site. You can see them on every day. We have one blockbuster on the homepage, and we have about 50 others that are in various cities. So you can go to the city you're going to, put your travel dates in, and see if there's a flash sale. You'll know it's a flash sale because you typically will see a clock. It'll tell you how much time you have left to book that deal. Now, once the deal's done, it's done, and it goes back to the regular rate. So all you have to do is go to the site. Some people just, hey, I'm not sure where I'm going to go, but I want the deal. You can do it that way. Or you can register on the email list. It's free. It's on the homepage at getaroom.com. Just put your email address in once a week. We'll send you a preview of what's coming up. So you get some advance notice of these flash sales. And it's a deal on top of a deal. Because even if the hotel has a sale, the flash sale's on top of the hotel sale. So it's a great way to save money. And then I tell people, and then pick up the phone and maybe even get a better deal. So nothing like getting a deal on top of a deal on top of a deal. Bottom line is we work hard to make sure we find consumers great values. And on top of that, you also get great service because we have an amazing call center right here in the U.S.
That sounds terrific. Now, what's a great South Beach deal?
Okay, well, we've got a lot of hotels in South Beach. One of my favorite is the new Dream Hotel.
Yeah, I hear all about that.
Yeah, it's new in South Beach. It's actually two hotels put together. It's part of a group out in New York. It's very upscale, very trendy, and we've got a great discount on the hotel. It ranges between anywhere from about 10 to about 30 to 40% off the rate. You can see it on the site. But what I tell people is, go to the site. Go to getaroom.com, put your destination and put your travel dates in, and you'll see the deals come up. And you can shop them, you can comparison shop them. And then when you're done and you find what you want, pick up the phone and see if you can get it for even less.
Well, Bob, now how does somebody get a hold of hotels.com? We're just running out of time, I guess. I mean, not hotels.com. Listen to me.
That's my old company.
Yeah, I know. I want to make you money, not somebody else. How does somebody get a room.com? I guess go to getaroom.com.
Well, that's the best way. Go to getaroom.com. There's a phone number on there, which is 1-800-HOTELS-8, or it's 800-468-3578, 1-800-HOTELS-8. But I tell people, go to the site first. Just go to getaroom.com. Look at the hotels, look at the city you're going to, look at the deals, and then speak to someone in the call center. We've got amazing agents that are experienced, they're knowledgeable, they've been to the hotels, they know the cities, and they can help get you the best hotel for what you're looking for. And best of all, is the value, is getting you some savings.
Well, Bob Diener, serial lodging and hospitality entrepreneur, thank you so much for coming on the show, telling us about the new trends in hospitality and the new firm that you started. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I look forward to having you on again soon so we can talk more about hospitality deals, travel savings, and all the good stuff.
Sounds good. It's been great being on with you. And don't pay full price for your travel. There's always a way to get a deal.
Oh, I love it. We'll be right back after this short break with Kevin Miller for the Aztec Group. Talk localizing your apartments.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business. We are having a great time here, and we have got Kevin Miliff. Kevin is a director at the Aztec Group. Kevin works with me. We're teammates. Kevin and I work to capitalize all kinds of transactions, apartments, hotel, retail, office, industrial, land, residential. We do it all. But today, we're going to talk about the flavor of the month, and that is multifamily. Kevin, welcome back to the show, bud.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
All right, what do you got on tap for us today? What's the good information you have for us that's going to help people get some money since they've already got a room?
Well, you know, I think it was telling with some of your questions. Multifamily seems to be on every real estate investor's mind. They see all the fundamentals there. They see that it's going to be very strong. And it's been an incredible market. It's gone on an incredible run over the past 12 to 18 months.
Now, tell me a little bit about housing starts. What does that report tell us about the multifamily industry?
Well, it came out a couple days ago that multifamily housing starts were up 51%. The actual number ended up being 227,000 apartment units.
Oh, yeah. Driving around the world, I'm sure we need a lot, too. Another quarter of a million housing units in the oversupplied United States. Laugh. It's okay.
You know, that would seem to be the case. But as many of the market people have seen, most of the professionally managed apartment buildings that are currently operating in Florida are mid 90% occupied. There's very little vacancy out there. It's starting to make sense to looking to build more units.
Well, if they're that occupied, they should be pushing rate, but far be it for me to tell anybody how to run their business. Now, so there's more supply coming. How about demand?
You know, demand has been increasing. Foreclosures have started ramping up again. There was the moratorium with the whole robo-signing scandal. And ever since they've started ramping those up again, a lot of these foreclosure people who are foreclosed out of their homes are moving into multifamily units, creating that demand. Whether it's enough demand to fill 227,000 units and many more that are currently in planning stages that haven't started construction yet remains to be seen.
Yeah, and there's still people graduating from college, getting good jobs, and able to pay some rent.
Absolutely. You know, there are many different types of properties. We've seen rental growth move in different stages from whether it's the sort of what we call the core Class A, the nice luxury apartment buildings with all the amenities, or just your more traditional, less amenitized place to live. We've seen rent growth change in those different types of units.
Okay, and now, you know, we talk about capitalization rate, which is a big math term. But what is the value relationship going on between income and value? Is it things becoming more valuable based on their income, less valuable? How's it going on values?
Things are becoming more and more valuable based on the income. Over the past 12 months, we've looked at many sales. As a personal investor, I've looked at many deals and have just been amazed at how much people are currently paying for apartments. It ranges in Florida, the capitalization, the math term that you use, ranges from about 5.5 to 6% for really nice, good, those high quality deals. We've seen them all the way to 4% out in the West Coast and
wow.
up in DC.
Wow, that's just an amazing number. Now, here's a question that I have for you, and it's a little bit long and it's a little bit technical, so bear with me. Buyers are assuming a huge rental increases that they're going to get once they buy these properties, and they're going to push rents when they buy these properties. But many demographers are telling us that in some of these high density areas that the big buyers are focusing on, that renters are already paying as much as 40% of their income in rent. It's like in South Florida, for instance. So how can the people project that they're going to get that kind of rent push?
You know, that's the risk when you're underwriting a deal, if you can push that rent. Internally, we created our own analysis working with the demographics, where we've been able to isolate to specific census tracts how much people are actually able to pay on those rent. So if we're buying those units, we need to know, you know, people can only be pushed so far. And you have to know if you're buying an apartment building in a place where people are already maxed out on rent, income growth hasn't grown much over the past 3 years. If income's not growing, if their rental expenses are growing, they're either going to have to cut other expenses or move to a cheaper unit.
Yeah, and I have this whole problem with the strategy of buying the C-quality apartments and fixing them up and putting what I call lipstick on a pig and then getting a higher rent. The people that are living in the C and D-quality apartments, they're living with their brother-in-law or somebody that just lost a job, or they got their hours cut, or they're worried about losing the job. I don't see how you push rent on those people.
No, I think that remains a challenge. A lot of people working for minimum wage or even barely a living wage don't have the discretionary income to spend on rental increases. And these aren't even small rental increases. I think people are going to be surprised when their leases are up in the next 12 to 18 months. They're going to be seeing $25, $50, $75, even $100 rent increases per month, especially if they're living in these buildings that have just recently been sold to a buyer who paid top dollar for these apartments.
Wow, that's really dramatic, and it's going to have a real impact on the housing in America. Now, what's the last takeaway you can give people here, Kevin? And I got to just say, you're way too smart to be working with me.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Now, what's the takeaway? And give us how people can get a hold of you, too.
Sure. You know, I think the takeaway is that for the next 12 to 18 months, you're going to be seeing significant rent increases in pretty much every multifamily market in the United States. While this supply is being built, typically you're taking 12 to 18 months to deliver all these new units to the market. Once these units come on the market, people are going to start having to give a month free, 2 months free. We call them rental concessions to get people back into those units. And we think, you know, our prediction is that's going to stabilize the rent and sort of tame down those rent increases.
Well, Kevin Milliff, we have a little joke here on the show. We always say call 305-854-5000, extension 222, to get to Jim Fried. What's your extension?
219.
All right. So you can call 305-854-5000, extension 219, and get Kevin, or you can call 305-854-5000, extension 222, and get me. But in any event, if you need capital and you're thinking about doing a loan or you want to reconfigure your capital stack, give us a call. We can help. Kevin, thanks for joining me on the show. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Jim.
Kevin will be back on the show in a couple of weeks, and we'll be right back after this short message with Peter Cassis, president of PDC Technologies.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you join me at the NAIOP monthly chapter meeting. It's going to be November 4th, starts at 7:30 a.m. for registration. 8 o'clock a.m. is the breakfast and program. The cost is $35 for members, $55 for non-members. Why would you pay that money? The reason is you want to hear the people that they have speaking there. They've got top officers from Colliers of Woodwood Fay, Ford Gibson from Gibson Development. They've got people from Ross Realty. Terry Stiles will be there. Adler Group will be there. Price Elam from New Boston Fund. Jack Lowell from Flagger. And it goes on from there. Make sure you RSVP at 954-938-2137 or go to www.naiopsfl.org and make sure you register. I'll be there. It'll be held at the H. Wayne Huizenga School of Business and Entrepreneurship at the Nova Southeastern University on the Carl DeSantis building. Great place for an event. Great people. Great organization. See you there.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we're getting ready for our personal computer and home technology and office technology segment that we're going to have with Peter Cassis, president of PDC Technologies. But while we're talking about technology, make sure you tell your friends if they haven't already done it or if you haven't already done it, go to freedonbusiness.com. Freed on Business Facebook page. Make sure you friend our Facebook page, and you'll be entered to win a night stay at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club over in Naples, 851 Gulf Shore Boulevard North in Naples, Florida, Naples Hotel and Beach Club. Be glad you went there, and I want to thank Matt Gold for sponsoring the contest. And now, Peter Cassis, PDC Technologies, President, CEO. We're going to talk about data security.
How's it going, Jim?
It's going great, Peter.
Glad to be back.
All right. It's great having you, man.
Good.
And what's this about data security? I thought all my data went up in a cloud and it was just secure.
Yeah. How does it get there? That's the problem. In simple terms, data security is a practice of keeping data protected from corruption and unauthorized access. The focus behind data security is ensure privacy while protecting personal or corporate data. And that's what we specialize here at PDC Technologies. We're protecting your data.
Well, now, Peter, what happens if there's an electrical outage or a power surge or something? How can you protect my data?
Sure. Well, perfect example. We spoke a couple weeks ago about, disaster recovery planning. If we have a hurricane, you know, fortunately, we don't have Rena coming in a couple days. But, that's a great topic. A couple different ways. We focus mostly on the corporate side of data security. So, making sure you have appropriate backups. Backups is key and essential. You know, we like to develop like a multi-tiered approach to backing up security. We have offsite backups. We have redundant on-site backups.
So it sounds to me like you're almost like NASA, redundancy after redundancy. You have backup after backup. You make sure that the person has a hard backup, a cloud backup, easy access to reboot and to recover their data.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of different topics here when it comes to data security. One's encryption, and that's a very important, almost transparent security feature that happens when you're backing up data. Let's say you're making a purchase online, and you see in the bottom right-hand corner, the bottom left-hand corner of your browser, a little padlock, and
right.
It looks like it's locked. Well, that means that site is encrypted. And, when you're backing up data to offsite, resources, you have to make sure that data is encrypted or else it could be intercepted, in transit to its final destination. So that's something we focus on. Another topic when it comes to data security is user authentication, making sure you have strong passwords, not only for your online purchases, but your internal business processes.
Yeah, I know that password protection thing. I got started when I first was doing passwords and I was a dummy. I started using pieces of my social security number. I stopped that real fast.
Sure.
Now I use different I always make sure I have a number and a sign and a capital in there to make sure it's secure.
Absolutely. Using your birthday, using your social, using
you know, those are not effective ways, and you're just begging to get hacked. You know, in the news recently, you have a couple of examples. You know, Scarlett Johansson recently got her cell phone hacked. People were
by who? Fox News?
Oh, yeah, they were. Well, we'll get to Fox News in a second. But you know, people were mining through her Facebook page that she has open to everybody. They found, you know, her pet's name. They found her birth date on there, and they were able to hack into her cell phone and take you know, steal naked pictures that she had of herself on there.
And where are those posted?
I'll give you that link later. You know, speaking of Fox News, Bill O'Reilly's Twitter account was hacked. Britney Spears' Twitter account was hacked. And, you know, these are, you know, people will log in there and post, you know, really inappropriate comments on these people's accounts. And it looks like it's coming from them.
That's horrible. You know, I always want to make sure that nobody posts an inappropriate thing on my account. And if you're out there and you're listening and you're looking to hack, don't.
Yeah.
At least not my accounts. Matt's okay. Not my accounts.
Matt's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So what other good stuff do we have on data security? Because it's important to keep our data secure.
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to corporate security, a recent poll was placed 65% of the top information technology executives said they had no visibility into files and data leaving or entering their organizations. They don't check it. You know, one big area that corporations we're finding corporations are being compromised is in external devices. You can go to, you know, Office Depot, and for $10 you can buy a little mini flash drive that hooks onto your keychain, and you could take, you know, gigs and gigs worth of data. You know, that could be very, very compromising to a business.
And can't somebody just as easily put a polluted flash drive into a corporate network and just crash the whole network?
Absolutely, which is another reason why you need to have good redundant backups.
Now, Peter, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you?
Absolutely. You can go to our website. It's www.pdctech.com. Tech is spelled T-E-C-H. Or you can reach us at our phone number, 877-732-0678.
And so the most important thing we need to take away from this about data security is what, Peter?
Complex passwords. Make sure you're backing up your data. If you're an individual, there's really good offsite, cheap offsite backup sites that you can go to. We offer offsite backup for home residential users. If you're corporate, you need to have multiple redundant backups. You know, we're very, very keen on that. And you can contact us. You know, again, our number is 877-732-0678, and we'd be glad to help you out with that.
Peter Cassis, our expert on corporate computer technology and corporate computer security. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with the Executive Health and Wellness segment. Dr. Victor Franks is coming down from the mountain. He's holding on the line, and he's coming up next.
This is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with our health and wellness segment. We've got Lolly Green, MSW, holding on the other line. Lolly, what do you got for me this week?
Well, we're talking today about the way people see things, because that's an important part of how people feel. And when different people see different events, they react selectively. Have you ever noticed that?
I sure did.
All right. Any two people can come upon a situation at the same place and time and walk away with completely different impressions.
Well, sure. The most important thing I always say is perception is their reality.
That's correct. And the lesson here is that we are all responsible for whatever we see. Once we realize that, we can try to work around our tendency to see any negativity and become receivers of joy in our lives. Of course, not every situation will deliver joy, but on a continuum of intensity, we can experience positive energy.
I just lost her. Mike.
Are you there, Jim?
I'm here, Lolly. Keep going.
Okay. If we back away from our usual tendency to see flaws in people or situations and choose to view things that are good, positive, and of benefit for us in any experience, we will feel positive energy.
I feel positive energy even though Mike just messed up the segment.
Well, hey.
It's always positive with you, Lolly. So what's the bottom line?
All right, it takes a little time to understand this concept, and it takes a little work to bring about this change in our own tendency to think in ways that may bring us down. So your assignment for today and the rest of the week is to think positive and see things that bring you a joyous experience.
Oh, I certainly will. I got a big smile on my face. I can't thank you enough for joining us, Lolly. And now we're going to head on over to Victor Franks, who's coming down from the mountaintop. Dr. Franks, are you out there?
I am out here. I've been on hold, but I couldn't hear what was going on.
Yeah, that's okay. We put you in a glass box on purpose. Now, we were just talking about positive energy and positive thoughts, and now we're talking to you about how we can improve our posture while we sit at our desk all day.
We're talking about positive posture, exactly right, because it actually does affect your consciousness, if you will. If you're hunched over a bit, it actually leads to a depressed mental state, and if you're upright and your spine's open, you have a much brighter outlook on the world in general. So your posture does affect your attitude.
So then if I'm sitting straight or I'm sitting hunched over, it really impacts the way that I'm going to feel?
Well, look at every depressed person you've ever seen. They're kind of hunched over, looking down. Everything's leaning forward, and their attitude reflects that. So the same thing, if they're upright and they're back straight, and they're looking out instead of down, they look brighter. They're coming across with a whole different vibe.
100%. Now you're sitting up there ramrod straight, then, huh?
Well, I'm in an Adirondack chair on my back porch right now, so I don't know about ramrod straight. But in terms of your desk, there's a couple things you can do just to check yourself. First of all, just roll your hips forward to the point of almost lower back discomfort, and then roll those hips backwards till you're slouched. And then you just try to find a happy medium in between and become much more aware of how you're sitting in the chair. And when you get that balance point, when you achieve that, your ab and your trunk muscles actually become actively engaged, and the neck automatically relaxes more, and the structural stress on your spine just gets decreased greatly.
Now, let me ask you this, Victor. I usually like to make sure that I've got my lower back relaxed. You know, the business that I'm in, sometimes you can kind of pucker up, as it were. So how do I relax my lower back?
The lower back, my favorite way is, and you of all people are very familiar with this, is once you find that happy medium, get used to it. But if the front of your body is still so tight it's pulling you forward, it's you can only pay attention to it for 10 to 30 seconds, and you go back to what you're doing and you forget, and then get back to the old position. So if you get on your, once again, your stability ball.
I love it. My stability ball. I knew it was coming up.
Exactly. And then if, first of all, you lay back, keep your feet pretty wide so you're stable. You're not going to roll and fall off the ball. But lay your arms back out at a 45-degree angle behind you, and you'll feel your upper chest muscles, your pec minors, and they'll get stretched in that position. And that's going to take care of a lot of the tension between your shoulder blades, because those pec minors, from having your hands in front of you all day, computers, writing, telephones, cell phones, everything, your hands are in front of you, those pec minors get collapsed and tight, you pull your shoulders around, next thing you know, you're hurting between your shoulder blades, but it's really the front of your chest.
So now what I'm doing is I'm sitting in my chair, I've got my back and arched, and I got my arms behind me. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, you're laying backwards on the ball. You're laying on the ball on your back.
And okay.
And then you graduate to the point where your arms are above your head, and then you start to work your way back toward the floor, and you're going to feel the stretch go right down the front of your body into your abs, and eventually when you can get almost to the point where your hands are touching the floor behind you, your psoas muscle, which is the core muscle that causes so many low back problems and hip problems as well. So just that simple stretch, it's going to change your life, as you well know.
Oh, yeah, but I need you to come back soon from the mountaintop, Victor, and make sure that I'm doing everything the right way. Now, when are you coming back, man?
Well, the good news is I am leaving next week, so this is my last show from Montana. I will be on the road during your next show, so I don't know if I can
Live from St. Louis?
I'll be going through St. Louis, actually, and it's still 3-2, right, in the series, so who knows?
No. They should be – well, when are you going through?
Next week.
So it'll be over. They're over this week. But what else do we need to know about staying fit and limber at our desk there, Victor?
There's a couple other things. It's not just that stability ball stretch, but think about your forearms from – every time you lift your fingers off a keyboard, those extensor muscles in your forearm get worked, and then next thing you know you're getting carpal tunnel or elbow problems. So you just make a relaxed, soft fist, and take the other hand, and you roll your knuckles forward, and you'll feel that stretch in the upper part of the top of your forearm, and that'll go to a long way to alleviate any potential carpal tunnel.
Well, definitely remember to teach me that one. Now, you are the author of AquaBliss, the Zero Gravity Solution. Didn't you just finish another book, too?
I haven't finished another book, but my new DVD is finishing up this week as we speak.
Oh, I knew it was something new that you were producing. What's finishing up this week?
It shows you how to stretch the easiest, most efficient, most fun way, I'd have to say, ever devised, which I know is strong words.
Yeah, but whoever knew you to have an ego problem anyway?
It's not the case. It's just stating fact here, Jim.
I love you, Victor.
I'm excited about it.
It sounds great. Now, if somebody wants to get your videos or your books, where do they find them?
It's either aquabliss.net or askdrfranks.com.
And you'll be coming back, so you'll be phoning this in from somewhere on the road next week, and then you'll be in studio after that?
That's it.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, Dr. Franks.
I'm excited.
Well, have a safe trip back. Make sure you don't get any tickets and that you don't hurt anybody on the road, but make sure that you're here because in 2 weeks we'll have Dr. Victor Franks live in the studio. And since he'll be back in South Florida, you'll want to make sure you give him a call and set up your consultations. If they want to reach you on the phone, Victor, how do they do that?
If I'm within cell phone range, 305-975-8748.
All right, Dr. Victor Franks climbing off the mountaintop one last time. We'll see you live in 2 weeks and calling in from the road next week. And now we're going to head on into Matt Gold's food segment. Matt, what's happening today?
Hey,
what are we doing?
Jim, I'm back here, baby. I'm ready to talk about fish tacos.
Talk to me about fish tacos. We've got a couple minutes as always. We're up against the clock.
Oh, beautiful. Put a little pressure on me now.
Never. Go for it, dude.
Look,
you're the cook.
If you're making tacos, you know what the basics are. You got to have your salsa. You got to have your guacamole. You got to get your tomatoes. You got to get your, if you want, you got a little chopped onion, you know, and you get your cheese. All ready to go in those nice little dishes, hopefully little ramekins, you know, those little round dishes.
That's ramekin. I call them monkey.
And you have them all set up, ready to go. And then you're going to get your favorite tortilla. I don't know if you can say that real
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I call them tortillas, but
tortillas,
yeah.
Tortillas, okay. Well, I just know because the queso that you said at the restaurant.
Yeah, I do it all on purpose.
Yeah, I hear you. So anyway, you have all those things ready to rock and roll. And now we're going to do, instead of doing a wonderful ground beef, that a lot of people like to use in a regular taco, we like to use fish.
Yes.
So we can do it one of two ways. We can do it the cheating way, or we can do it the way that's like old-fashioned. So
we don't like cheating on this show.
Well, I actually like it because sometimes it's just nobody has time.
Okay.
So here you go. You go to your favorite supermarket. You pick out your favorite frozen fish that's already breaded.
Okay.
And you buy it from the grocer freezer, you bring it home, you bake it for the 15 minutes in the oven, and then you take it out. It's like wonderful fish, you know, like fish sticks type.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
And you get the good quality one. You know, don't be afraid to buy something that's really quality.
Okay.
You get it, you take it out of the oven after it's 15 minutes, and you chop it up into little pieces. And you use that as your base. And that's what you make your tacos with.
Sounds terrific.
And it's just simple. It's easy. Oh, I forgot sour cream. I love sour cream.
So do I.
It just adds to the whole thing and mixes it all together. That with the guac, the tomatoes, the onions, the salsa, you're going to have a happy day.
It sounds wonderful. I was lying. We weren't really up against the clock.
Oh,
but
good.
I can talk about more then. Talk about more. Give me some more.
Well, look, if you're going to do these fish tacos and you want to do it the old-fashioned way, right?
There you go.
Well, then you're going to buy your favorite fish from the market.
Okay.
Your fishmonger.
Yeah. That's just such a funny word.
You like that, right?
I do like that. Can you say it again?
Fishmonger.
Thank you so much. So I go to the fishmonger.
He's going to pick out your favorite fish that's going to be perfect for fish tacos. A lot of people like to use a basic you know, white fish like a tilapia or even a snapper or a hog snapper in our neck of the woods here. It's flavorful. It's basic. It goes with everything.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you want to be really creative, you can also, you know, do a mango salsa. You want
well,
to
I
really
like
mix
that.
It, mix it up a little bit. But anyway, in reference to your fish, you want to get a couple of fillets. You want to bread them and then bake them. I don't always like frying. A lot of people think it's a healthier way of doing things, and that's what, you know, we want to do as active adults in our community. You want to always stay on top of things. So what I would do is I would take your fish fillets, and the best way to make sure you do it the right way is you have to have a system set up. You're going to have basically a dredging of flour. Then you're going to take it from your fish from the dredged in the flour. Then you're going to put it into a mix of scrambled eggs.
You I like wish the way everybody to do that? Could see you doing the scrambled eggs
I'm actually
thing.
Doing it in the studio
here
so everybody
it's
can see.
Great.
And then you take it from there and you dredge it into your favorite breadcrumb. I personally like the panko, the Japanese style.
Yeah, we use that at our
because
house.
Because it gives a much crispier exterior on your product or your fish.
It's crunchy.
And I like that.
You like crunchy.
And I actually like to buy the plain because I like to season the breadcrumbs myself. I actually season those plain breadcrumbs with my own seasoning, whatever fits your fancy.
I'm getting hungry,
I would
Matt.
Tell you to do. But anyway, once you do that, the reason why we do the flour, the egg, and then the breadcrumb is because it sticks to your fish so much better. It doesn't come off. It doesn't fall off. It stays nice on the fish.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
And it's about 10 minutes in the oven, maybe 15 tops, depending on how hot your oven is.
Yeah, Vivian uses it for 13 minutes.
There you go.
It's wonderful.
And there you go. And then you take it out, let it cool, then chop it up into little bits, and then you put it under, you put your little taco together. It's wonderful.
It sounds great. I'm sure Penny was taking notes up in Boca.
I hope others were listening, too, because quite frankly, I like to hear from everybody.
Hold it. You said frankly, but Juan's not here, so I'm going to applaud.
I didn't say matter of fact, though.
No, but you said quite frankly. All it's right, another so garbage thing.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that you guys in the listening audience should be, you know, getting back to us on the Facebook page and asking or telling me, you know, hey, can you teach me this? Can you teach me that? You know, can you go over this type of food next time? Whatever you wanted me to do, I'm happy to do.
Yeah.
So
the conversation starts at Freed on Business on the Facebook page. Go up and go on our Facebook page. Comment about what Matt's talked about. Comment about what I've talked about. Let us know if there's guests or topics you'd like us to cover.
I've actually had some people come up to me and tell me, you know, I made your eggs the other day. They came out fantastic. And I have people always coming up to me now and showing me their thumb, the base of their thumb. About remember how to test how the steak is done?
Yes.
You touch the bottom of your thumb. And
if that's as tough as the steak, then it's done.
Well done, right, exactly.
Oh, you're too good. You're the best.
So that's what I would tell you.
Matt Gold, our health and wellness food expert here on the show, as always, thank you, Matt.
My pleasure.
Oh, it's the best. And Matt, again, thank you so much for sponsoring the contest. This month's contest is with the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club. If you go to Freedom Business's Facebook page and friend it for the first time, you can get a free night stay or you'll be entered into a contest for a free night stay at the Naples Beach Hotel and Golf Club at 851 Gulf Shore Boulevard North in Naples. You can always call them at 239-435-4368. And it's just a fabulous hotel. You can go to www.naplesbeachhotel.com to check them out. Check them out. Check out our Facebook page. Friend us. Go there. You'll have a great time. Again, thanks to Matt for being on the show. Thanks for sponsoring the contest. Thanks for being my foil and taking all of my lame jokes. I want to thank Kevin Miliff, Director of Capital Markets at the Aztec Group. We discussed the multifamily business. You can always get Kevin or I at 305-854-5000. I want to thank Bob Diener, co-founder and president of Get a Room. He told us how to save money on travel. If you didn't hear it, make sure to listen to the archives at www.freedonbusiness. We had Peter Cassis on, president of PDC Technology, talking about data security. Lolly Green, MSW, with her positive energy moment. Victor Franks, thank you for teaching me how to stay at my desk comfortably all day, Victor. And, of course, Matt, thanks for helping me make fish tacos. Now, this is the time where I do a little bit of an editorial, and what I want to talk about today is health and wellness. We talk about health and wellness on the show every week. Every week we talk about health and wellness, but I'm not sure how many people listen. You go out there and you see the morbidly obese. You see people with health problems everywhere. You see people sad. You see them focused on the negative when what they really need to be doing is focus on their health and wellness. Take time out to exercise. Take time out to make sure that you are in top shape. Take the time to make sure your brain is in the right shape. Your body and your brain are your two most effective tools in making yourself a successful business person. Take care of them. People that don't eat right, people that don't take care of their bodies, people that don't get enough sleep, those are the people that I want to compete with every day in business, because I will beat your butt because I take care of myself. I am healthy. I work on my individual wellness every single day. And you need to, too, because if you're not healthful and you don't have good wellness, eventually the thing you depend on most, your body, will fail you. And you can't allow that to happen. Make sure you keep your body as finely tuned as possible. Eat right. You don't have to be perfect all the time, but eat right and make sure that you do the right things. We're going to continue to have these segments on health and wellness. We're looking forward to broadening the perspective on health and wellness. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have Jack Lord on. He's the director of innovation over at UHealth. He will tell us about taking the innovations from the laboratory to the street, making sure that they deliver quality health care to you. So we're going to have Jack on. We're going to talk about UHealth and the quality health care that's available there. I know the magic that they perform all the time for my wife. We can't thank them enough. Health and wellness. Make sure you focus on that and make sure you don't let your health slide, because just a little chink in the armor and before you know it, your whole thing is heading downhill and downhill fast, and we don't want that. We want our listeners to be healthy and well and with us for a long time. Remember to go to our Facebook page and fan it. If you do, you'll be entered into our contest, and you can win the one-night free stay at the Naples Beach Hotel and Club. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting live from the big event they're having at the Mayfair Hotel. It's going to be all day long. So next Thursday, make sure you go to the Mayfair Hotel. You'll hear the ads on the station. I'll be there along with a bunch of the other stars of Business Talk here on 880 AM. We'll have with us the guys from Associates in Business. We'll have Adam Taub. We'll have Victor Franks. We'll have Lolly Green. We'll have Matt Gold. And we'll make sure to be there if you want to see us live. I want to thank all our sponsors and our listeners. Remember, go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday, 880 a.m. next Friday, and 880 a.m. next Tuesday, and see us at the event. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down the home.